Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Crystal Quest Show with John Dennis Govert and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, positive talk radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, metaphysics, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy Hara, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis Govert. Our show today involves working with oracle decks with crystal, plant, and animal themes. We are reviewing a new deck published recently called The Crystal Clear Oracle, Loving Guidance from the Mineral Kingdom, published by Bear & Company and Inner Traditions. Joining us today is the author and artist, Dr. Nadine Gordon Taylor. Nadine maintains a studio gallery called Third Eye Arts in New York. She earned a bachelor's with a concentration in printmaking and art history at Hunter College. She earned her master's in fine arts and painting from Long Island University. At Columbia, she acquired her doctorate in education and art. She has studied comparative religion and alternative healing modalities to help inform her art. Before embarking on her journey as an intuitive artist and working with universal and intuitive symbols, Nadine focused on photorealist drawings and paintings. She has taught publicly and privately for over 30 years and has given lectures and workshops across the country. I want to extend a warm welcome to Dr. Nadine Gordon Taylor. Welcome to the Crystal Quest Show, Nadine.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that introduction, and thank you so much, Happy and John Dennis, for having me here on your show.
Oh, yes. So John Dennis and I have been working with your new Crystal Clear Oracle deck, and over the past month since we got it, I've been taking it to gatherings with friends and relatives, and I collect oracle decks. And over the years, I've noticed that some decks just don't work very well for me. So what I was doing was testing your deck with other people, doing simple readings, testing it on myself, and I was surprised at the depth of integrated symbolism in the images and explanations of this oracle deck. Of course, I want to get into that, but John Dennis, I want to check in with you and kind of like find out your interaction with the deck, too.
Well, there's just been, well, because of the holidays, there's a lot moving on, and there's always drama in people's lives and things like that. But I found definitely a resonance with it. I think the very first card that I picked was the Brazilianite one. And so, you know, I was going over that. And then this morning, Happy said, let's pick a couple just to see what happened. And, of course, Brazilianite came up again.
Oh,
so I'm sat here with my little Brazilianite in hand, so I can, you know, I can work with it. But, it made a lot of sense because a bunch of new books that I was reading and new ideas were kind of coming in, and they were sort of mind-blowing. They still are, and I haven't explored all the, you know, the reading I need to do that jumped up from right around that moment. And it was synchronistic with the moment. So one of the things I'd like to ask you, Nadine, is how do you go about connecting with an oracle deck? I mean, you call your three decks oracle, so it's like an intelligence to connect with or to understand. So please just tell us a little bit how they develop.
Well, oracle, you know, is just another word for wisdom. You know, the Greeks, that they sought out wisdom. They went to the oracle. So it's really, to me, it's an aspect of our higher self that's untapped that we need to learn to listen to. And one of the ways we do that is through divination tools. And with me, I started off only as an artist. I was always into alternative and new age thinking. But I'm clairaudient and clairsentient, a few other things. And I get such direct messages, and I was so guided to shift from the current series I had been working on to the series where I got more into symbology and images that were to guide people. The message was I was here to help shift the world through beauty and art and through the divination tools. So the first deck that I did was called The Heart Path, and I self-published it, and it was quite a journey to do that since I didn't know anything about it in the beginning. And then after it was self-published, Inner Traditions Baron Company picked it up, which was so lovely, and it's a little different because they weren't originally meant for an oracle deck. I did have horizontal images and vertical images, and you know, they didn't seem to be bothered at all by that. Some people, you know, like their decks to be a certain way. But my first two decks, the Heart Path and the Animal Love, both have vertical and horizontal. When I got to this one, Crystal Clear, it was my first deck that I knew I was creating from beginning to end, and they're all vertical in this one. But I feel like I was guided from the very beginning to do it. And I don't know if that, you know, answers the question totally, but
so I'd love to know like your process in putting together the art. I mean, how much time? Like, you know, you seem like you are the illustrator of this deck. How much time are you putting into this? Because there's these illustrations are so rich with symbolism.
Thank you. Yes, that's an issue I seem to have. The universe wants me to be a very dedicated worker. I think for the last 12 or 13 years, all I have done is illustrate these decks. And I'm working on a fourth deck for Baron Company, and I have to do an image one every 2 weeks to get it done in time. But it's part of the process. It's not just that I have to do it. I absolutely love doing it. To me, it's the same as a meditation. And I let things just come through me. For example, with the Crystal Clear, before I even knew I was doing the deck, I heard in my mind's ears, the crystals actually said to me, we want you to do a deck and we want to tell the story. We want it to be our voice. And I was going to call it Crystal Voice at first, and it ended up, they changed it. But I feel like I have to kind of get my own mind out of the way, and I allow in the thoughts of what I feel is directing and guiding me.
So, you know, I have the deck right in front of me, and as they're talking, I'm kind of leafing through the images. And I remember when I first got the deck, I started picking from it. I would even say that as I look at the images, I think they're a little bit mind-blowing. And why I say that is because you're putting together, like, say, animals and crystals and other elements and even planets, and you're getting out into the universe, and you're integrating and synthesizing them in kind of like, I would say, new ways. And so when I look at them, I'm like, wow, that's really, I feel like it's stretching my mind to integrate these symbols. And then one of the things I've noticed about it that I'm going to just say the word challenging, is you have all these little animals, like even little animals I've even heard of, but like they're like peeking through, like they're like portals and they're jumping out. I'd love to know more about what's going on with all the little creatures and animals in this deck.
Well, you know, my style if you look at my other decks and my artwork, I'm channeling these symbols all together. And when the crystals actually told me they wanted to do it, they said they want to conduct the story about the other symbols that were included. So the way that it's laid out is the first couple of paragraphs or so are the crystal talking about itself, and then it goes into joining our journey, and then it lists the symbols, and then it talks about what the symbols mean for you. And then it comes in at the end and says a last statement, and then it gives you three affirmations to think about with what you just read. So it's a story woven in together. I've always included in this series multiple symbols, and it was the same process. I mean, it always amazes me how something will just appear in my mind or just show flash in front of my eyes on the computer. And I've learned how to discern. to just allow it to come in. I get a feeling that this is what wants to come through. It's kind of the same what I was talking about in the crystal book, that when you hold a crystal, I call it, because I'm a Star Trek fan, I call it a mind meld, and that if you touch the crystal and you hold it long enough in a kind of meditation, it will on some level, you'll feel it in your body, and at some point you might even feel it, you know, if you get to the point where you allow it to happen, you will get thoughts from it. And that's how kind of I work in my, I feel that I'm totally guided to do them, so I can't tell you why a sugar glider will show up, or, you know, or a capybara, or, you know, I never actually knew what it was before, but it will keep, it's fascinating. It just keeps repeating for me. So if I don't get it the first time, the universe or my guides will show it to me again and again and again until I finally go, okay, I get it.
Well, I'm learning things from this deck. John Dennis, there was a card I picked yesterday. It had an unusual animal in it. What was that animal?
It was the sugar glider, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yes. And I even said, because I decided John Dennis on the phone, I said, okay, I'm going to pick a card. And I said, there's this weird little creature. And I started reading your book, and it said it's a sugar glider. I'm like, what is a sugar glider? I had to go look it up. But I appreciate it, because, of course, I love knowledge. I love information. I love learning new things. But this is what I'm saying. It's like this deck is blowing my mind because, I mean, it's like I'm learning new things. There's creatures I didn't know existed. And I love the way you synthesize. Like right now I'm looking at this chrysanthemum stone image. And I picked that the other day too. And it, you know, it has like the essence of the whole chrysanthemum stone, which looks kind of like almost like an explosion. But then you incorporate eagles and the ankh. And I mean, it's just like, really, when you look at the image, I feel like it opens up the mind. Some of these images, that's how I feel about them. And you know, it kind of reminds me of dream work and dream symbolism too.
Interesting.
Where you know, when you come out of a dream, you have like all these challenging combination of symbols, and you're like, what was all that about? And it seems like it doesn't all work together, but then you start analyzing and putting the pieces together and realize it's all connected. And that's how these images, it's almost like they're coming from a dreamscape. How would you characterize your artwork?
Well, it's interesting. That's the movement of surrealism. My work is definitely part of, you know, real things put in unreal situations, and that's surrealism. But, yes, you stated it very well. And, you know, when you use the word dream, it elicits the fact that we are asleep. And I feel this deck is about waking you up to parts of your body, mind, and soul that you're not consciously aware of all the time. And just to go back to the information for a second, I was brought up in a family that was very science-oriented. And so I grew up, surrounded by stones and things. My brother was into geology, paleobotany, botany, fossils, and my dad ended up working, even though he was a photographer and a lighting expert, he ended up working with the stones and becoming, the lapidary, you know, and making jewelry and things like that out of it. But I was, no one in my family was like me, and I definitely was looked at as a bit strange because I started to hear things and in my inner mind see things and experience things very differently than they did. So I think what happened with my art and my writing is there's a part of me that's always grounded in the science, like in the beginning of the book, you know, with each message, it starts off with the structure of the stones, you know, and information about it. And it blends the other part of me, which is definitely, I'm on the cusp of Pisces. I'm an Aries, but I'm on the cusp of Pisces. And I'm a Cancer rising. So, oh, my God, half the time I'm in the ethers. You know, I have to bring myself down to be able to function. So I'm definitely getting messages all the time or hearing and seeing things on a different level. So I think you said it well when you said it's a synthesis. It really takes what's in this dimension and, you know, on the earth, and I weave it into the part of me that says, okay, you know, most stones don't speak to people, but I'm hearing them, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to take what I know is an agreement, that we agree that black stones are protection and blue stones are about communication, the throat chakra, and then I'm going to let you say the rest. You know, I kind of mix it in together.
That is exactly what I do with crystal energy, too. I, you know, if I'm encountering a new stone that I'm not familiar with, sometimes I hold and they'll just start talking to me, but I always go and research it, too, because it's like, mm-hmm. How is it used in industry? What is it made of? What's its crystal structure system?
Right.
Where is it
mm-hmm.
from? I always want to ground it with, like, you know, kind of like, you know, like this level of reality, too, because that tells you something about its nature as well.
Yes.
You want to integrate that with whatever, you know, like when I'm communicating with a stone, I know that I'm having a chemical reaction with it, which might actually be unique to me. It might not be valid for everyone else. So mm-hmm. I want to ground it with, well, what is this stone's nature and essence, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate the depth of crystal energy that you go into in your description. So not only are your images, just looking at your images, I think, expands the mind and really causes you to explore. Like when I look at the images, I'm like, okay, if there's something challenging there, what part of me is it challenging? Why is it
mm-hmm.
challenging? I mean, it's really causing me to go a lot deeper. But then when your book of explanations is extremely well done. So not only are you a talented artist, you're also a talented writer. Okay.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's hard to be both. Like I'm definitely not a talented artist. But anyway, what I was going to say is just that I really appreciate the thought and effort you put into the descriptions of the cards too. It wasn't just like one paragraph and then you left to fill in the blanks. You do at least 2 to 3 pages for each
mm-hmm.
crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And you have keywords and then you go into a much deeper meaning. I mean, not only grounding the crystal in its essence and what it is, but then the explanation of the card, too.
Thank you. Again, I was guided. But
yeah.
Thank you, and thank the crystals both. And at the end, I put in a glossary just in case I didn't explain it enough within the actual write-up because I want to go into more depth. And this is a new journey for me. You know, I never knew I loved writing as much as I love it. And I'm finding it's almost equal now. That the painting I always loved and always felt like a meditation and I was here to do it. But now I actually feel that the writing is, you know, in tandem with it. So I felt, you know, so guided and so grateful for it to come out. But I think for most of the listeners, we often identify with one label when indeed we have many more gifts within us. And that's what I think this book also helps with. Is to push you out of that kind of hypnosis and complacency that we've kind of gotten used to, or the dream, which means we're asleep, right? We want to wake up from that and really embrace all of our talents and creative abilities. And that's what the stones are here to try to help you connect with.
So not all, you know, you can't use all decks across the board for all purposes. Some decks are more useful for certain kinds of questions or themes.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say about that with your deck, this Crystal Clear Oracle? Is it well suited for certain kinds of readings?
Well, that's a good question. I know that if you want a good clarifier with any other deck that you have, I think this and my other decks are excellent for that because it kind of goes into depth about what the question is you have. And I always encourage people to use a highlighter or Xerox the page and underline it because certain words are going to jump out. I mean, I think it's best to use this deck when you don't have a lot of time to do the one card pull. And that, because there's so much in there. And I also encourage people before they actually read it, to just look at the image and feel the connection to what, you know, your higher self has picked the card for you. So there is a reason why it has popped up. There is never an accident. Never, never, never an accident. I did give a reading for someone who came into my shop whose husband was going to secretly buy her a painting for her business from me, never told her. And she came in and she saw the deck. She asked if I would give her a reading. I didn't even have a chance because she shuffled it, and out popped a card, and it was the one that her husband was going to buy her. And I had 200 and something images in the shop. So it really, really, really is the card that you're supposed to hear. That's it, right? So the one card pull, if you can do it once a day, but you know, if you want it more in depth, you can do it once a week. And I mean, really do your homework though. You know, go back and see what words pop out at you first, and then use those and the affirmations. And it's up to your personality. You know, you don't have to rush it. There are some people that have time and really want to, you know, go deep into their question or the situation they're going through, and then you can do the three card, you know, pull, or the past, present, and future, and outcome. And, you know, you can look at the titles. If you just look at the subtitles, empathetic or nurturing or universal love or creepy, you put those words together, and you can make sentences and your own affirmations out of them. So it's very fluid. You know, you can read, you can intuit, you can look at, you can make up your own affirmations. I mean, the pictures are really there to just stimulate, you know, your vision, inner and outer vision.
That's great, Nadine. So we need to take a break right now, and but when you come back, I think we should put this deck to use and do some readings, have some fun with this. And so we're going to take a break. Before we go to the break, Nadine, how can listeners contact you? Do you have a website?
I do, www.thethirdeyestudio.com. I mean, you can just Google my name, too, and it will come up, but they can do that. I'm also on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, and if they put my name in there, it should pop up, even though it could be under Third Eye Art.
Okay, that's great. We're going to take a break, but we will be right back with our guest, Nadine Gordon Taylor, author of The Crystal Clear Oracle. You are listening to The Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govair. And we're here with our special guest, Nadine Gordon-Taylor, and we're discussing her Crystal Clear Oracle that has just been recently published by Bear & Company. And we had a lively discussion in the first part, but I think let's put it to immediate application, I guess. So, Nadine, you said you've picked a card for our listeners at the moment, and so I want you to just describe the card and let us know what you're receiving in terms of intuition and information.
Well, I picked actually my favorite stone, which is another interesting coincidence, but I love rose quartz. And rose quartz is a stone of universal, unconditional love. And during this time on the planet, what is going on, and with individuals, this stone is so necessary and so needed. I mean, I have it in every corner of my house, and I have a big chunk of it, which I keep with me where I work. And it's the card itself says underneath the rose quartz, empathetic, nurturing, and universal love. And it's five cows that are coming over to a trough, which is filled with this greenish-blue water, and there are mockingbirds there, and there's a fairy with holding musical notes, and there's a peregrine falcon, and two fish that form almost a Pisces sign. So anyone in the audience or the listening, listeners, if there are a Pisces in there, this is definitely a stone that you need to be embracing, certainly because today is the new moon in Capricorn, a lot of focus on your work and, your professional goals and your career, things like that, and setting boundaries because it's in Capricorn, which is Saturn. So this stone, it is a form of quartz, and quartz is an amplifier. So this stone is going to amplify where you need love in your life. And a lot of people have trouble with self-love, which is the most important thing since it sets the tone for the rest of your life. I mean, there's a saying by Rupi Kaur, the Canadian poet. He said, how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. And I don't think people realize that what they're projecting, right? There's the law of quantum or physics, what you give out, you get back. So if there are things in your life that seem to be problematic or not as smooth as you like dealing with relationships or even with work, it doesn't have to be romantic love. You know, it can be with your family. It can be any people you interact with. It's all going to start with how you feel about yourself first. So rose quartz is a stone of unconditional love. And when you need to heal your own heart on many different levels, and that can be from childhood, it can be from a past life that you're carrying in your cellular structure. You're born with certain things that have been carried on along ancestral lines. So this is a stone that is so, so needed. And the cows are the most loving, beautiful, peaceful creatures on earth. They are, they respond so beautifully to how beautiful energy. I don't know if you've ever, interacted with cows, but they are just the most gentle energy, and that is the rose quartz. It is it's forgiveness. It doesn't hold any negative energy. It's there to shift. And again, because it's a quartz, it's going to amplify. So the more you hold this stone in your hand, or even with the cards in your mind's eye, you're starting to set on your path this unconditional love. Like it's a microphone. It's going to send out this frequency that says to people, I know how to love myself. I know how to love you. I know how to love the world. I can send this energy out into the world and heal you because I'm healing myself. And it's a planet right now really could use a lot of rose quartz.
Yes.
And it comes with a few affirmations, the rose quartz. One of them is, the first one is, magic surrounds me and illuminates latent, powerful, creative energy. Abundance and prosperity are a state of mind. I go with the flow and allow it in. And that's an important thing for people to understand, the word allow. We don't understand clearly what we stop and what we allow. And when you allow something in, you should be aware of it. It's, you know, because you can allow negative in by choice or you can allow positive in. You're not doing it on purpose, but you still allow it in. So when you stop and you do put your intention on your actions, what have I allowed to happen today? And you take the responsibility that there's some part that you have played in the situation and what's happening, it starts to change the frequency. And that's what Rose Quartz helps with, this forgiveness and the unconditional loving. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past or what's going on now. You can always connect with your heart.
Yeah, it's definitely a message that we do need to hear because of the sort of the divisive nature that keeps coming out of a lot of sources towards us, and it's definitely needed to shift us. So you also talk about a little bit about, like, if you have the that particular stone that you just picked, that it's important also maybe to hold it or connect with it as well.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, rose quartz is reasonably priced, so you can get little pieces up to big pieces. Like I said, I keep it in every window, every corner of my place. It forms like an energetic grid that makes it easier for you to tune into the frequency of self-love and loving others. So I would definitely, if you can, get one, and it's easy to get one online if there's no stores near you. Definitely hold it in your hands. I would keep it under your pillow if it's not too big at night and keep it with you. I keep it at the head of my bed where I sleep, you know, just to have more peaceful dreams. Yes, it's definitely, and it goes along well with other stones because, again, it's an amplifier. So if you put it with other stones that you love, it's going to help with that too.
So, and you were talking a little bit about how you work with it over the week. So how would you, like, then work with this, the rose quartz energy and the stone, like, you know, like tomorrow and the next day and the next day?
Well, so in the card, you know, right in the middle of the card is this little beautiful fairy holding up these musical notes. It's telling you to, you know, kind of have more fun and don't take things too seriously and bring a little... you know, literally these are musical notes, but, you know, frequency into... hello?
Yes, please
yeah,
continue.
Okay. Yes, so in it, also at the very top is the moon. It's sitting on one of the little structures there, and the moon is about revealing that which has been hidden. So when you have the rose quartz with you and you're open to receiving inner guidance, it's going to, over, if you do it from 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you know, if you sit and meditate with it, you're going to find it's going to open up your third eye in a way where it allows things that have been, again, hidden from you because you haven't, whether it's from fear, right? The outer world does everything to try to fear. This is a stone that's opposite of fear. So if you find that you, hopefully you're not reading the news too much, but if something outside there is causing you to have some fear, this stone is going to calm you down. I mean, even just the pink color of it, there are different shades, but it's a light pink. It's a calming color. I mean, it does have, you know, pink is red and white, but it calms down the stimulation and allows you to, again, get in touch with those parts of you that you may not be aware are causing issues. Like, why are you attracting even the vibration of something negative out there into your life? And most, you know, it is working on us from the outside all the time. And so one
right.
needs to not allow the fear from the outside in, and this is a good stone so to do it with. And so each day, I mean, if you work on it for a week, you're going to find after the week, you're going to be able to meditate better. You're going to have calmer dreams. At least this is my experience. You know, I keep the stone with me all the time.
Okay, well, thank you. We're going to end this section because we need to go to a break, and then we'll return back with a little bit more discussion. And I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to HealthyLife.net Positive Talk Radio with the Crystal Quest Show. We'll be right back.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net Positive Talk Radio. We are here with our special guest, Nadine Gordon Taylor, the author of a new deck called The Crystal Clear Oracle. Nadine picked a card, Rose Quartz, for our listeners. And so John Dennis and I also picked a couple of cards before the show, just so we could talk about those themes too. So, Nadine, I picked the card Moldavite, and I was, when I got it, I was like, oh boy, I'm in for a ride. So, I mean, you know, Moldavite is one of those crystals. I mean, when I was very young, a young teenager, I go to the gem show, I run across a Moldavite, and there was this instant attraction. I've been obsessed with Moldavite ever since. But I have to be careful with it because it can really unground me. So I have a lot of it, but I don't really wear it, okay, just because I'm trying to stay grounded. I am an Aquarius, so grounding is already difficult, you know. But I would love to hear, you know, if you were doing a reading for somebody and they picked Moldavite, I mean, what would you say to them?
I'd say put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, it's fascinating because I didn't know that much about Moldavite. And I, again, Aries can be naive. And I just bought a little piece that went on a necklace. And I wore it one day And I had a little shop in Peekskill across the street from where I am now. And my landlord had assured me that even though there was some construction going on, I was going to be able to stay there. And I put the Motivate on, went in the shop, opened my computer, and there was an email from my landlord saying, you have 2 weeks to get out. And it's like I went, oh, my God. It's because, you know, underneath my title, the interplanetary visit, I call acceleration. Well, it accelerated the process where I had to then go leave and find a new place. But you see, what people don't understand, I mean, in the picture there are the two phoenix birds. And there's also a woman holding up a rose, which rose to me is unconditional love in a way. And there's a crescent moon, and there's a chinchilla, and I think there's some grapes in there, and an apple, and there's two Greek columns. So, you know, the Moldavite, a lot of people hear of it and can get a little nervous when they see it. It would be like equivalent to getting the tower in the tarot deck. And the thing is, what people don't understand is that the tower and Moldavite are really necessary to clear out that which has been either holding you back consciously, unconsciously, or whatever it is, and set you on a new path that shifts your life and allows you to let in that which is going to create something that is so much better than what you had. And that pulling, you know, that change can feel like a Band-Aid being pulled off. But the fact is, it's necessary. We wouldn't all want to be stagnant, right? And sometimes we do things that aren't for our highest, and it isn't for our highest and best good. And this Moldavite, to me, is kind of like the gem that's been getting a bad rap, because it is going to force you to, it's like Saturn in a way, to get to that next level so that you may achieve what I'm going to say is like an inner greatness or your soul purpose and what you came here to do. I mean, one of the affirmations here is I rise up from any stressful situation better than I expect. And when I left that shop that I had across the street, and it did take me a little while to find a new little home here, it is so much more beautiful and nicer, and I'm with people, and I actually get tea or coffee anytime I want because I'm hooked up to a coffee. It just ended up so much better. And it wasn't that far away, but I was very happy with where I was, and I didn't know there was something better, you know, or at least I thought it was a good thing. And I ended up with something even better than what I had had before. So it's really here for shifting and accelerating anything that you are actually ready to let go of, because, you know, it can only really work with you when you're ready to allow it to happen. And there's that word again. Yes, you can have, I could have lost my studio or my shop and cried about it and then, you know, get given up. But it just allowed me to search and open up and say, okay, there's something here higher and for my best good than I had before. I'm open to allowing it to come in. And one has to be ready and willing to go to the next step. And that's what it's about. And in the next one, it says, I am ready to accelerate dramatic change and release the truth, because it's going to show you what is really deep down within inside you. And some people are ready to hear the truth and some people are not. You can actually control how much light or dark you let in. And Moldavite is here. You know, it's born in the stars and it's shaped by its journey to the earth. And it, you know, goes through fire. It goes through this, you know, this surface melting and creating undulations and bifurcations and these deep furrows and things. It's changing itself through extreme heat through the process of transformation. And so if you got that card today, there is either something that's going to be released, if you're going to allow it, that's going to come up. And you don't know the exact timing because it's really up to you. It could happen, like with me, within seconds of walking in the door. Or it could take, you know, months and months to happen. You really can put the brakes on and say, I would like it to be a little gradual. I'm not ready for all that information to be dumped on me all the time or at the same time. So, you know, the stone is, it knows that you need to shift and change, but you hold it in your hands, whether it's a little piece or a big piece, and you you allow it to do its thing, and you allow, and it will allow you to put your energy in it too, and you can work together. So I'd be ready for something. I mean, it could be really good. Maybe you're going to have a brand new huge radio station, or, you know, you go to the next level with interviewing people, or, you know, sometimes you may have to move or shift and you end up with something better. If that's going to be really how much you allow that next stage to happen.
And I feel like, because I'm an Aquarius, you know, like when you say these messages, it's not just about me, you know, like,
right.
Because we're airing this over radio too. And I know that Pluto is going into Aquarius this year much more meaningfully. And, then Uranus and Jupiter are conjuncting later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus
mm-hmm.
is going to go direct soon. And all of that to me is like Moldavite energy, like, wow,
yes.
change. It can happen
yes.
very sudden and dramatically, and it's revolutionary, and, you know, it's reforming things. And you know, it is like the phoenix of energy. So I kind of feel
Absolutely.
Like what you're even saying could even represent like Aquarius energy really coming to the forefront. I feel like what you just said had a lot to do with what we should expect this year as well.
Yes, I was going to say, it's not even just you and the Aquarians. It's the whole planet. I really think that
yes.
the stone is representing what we're going through right now. And we will get through it, because I believe that there's always something beautiful at the end of the chain.
So we need to take a break. Thank you, Nadine, for being with us on the show today. I love your messages about universal love, and then also embracing universal change too. I mean, those two messages
mm-hmm.
really came in strongly. I want to remind everyone that Nadine Gordon Taylor has written a new and produced a new deck called The Crystal Clear Oracle: Loving Guidance from the Mineral Kingdom. Nadine, where can the listeners buy your deck?
Well, the best thing would be to go to an Intuition of Baron company or even Amazon, and you will get it very quickly. That's probably
okay.
the best. Just Google it, yep.
Yes, and also, can you, repeat where your website is?
My website is called The Third Eye Studio. It's www.thethirdeyestudio.com, and I also am on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, either under my name or Third Eye Art. But you can just probably Google my name and find any of it. And I would, anyone who contacts me, I love to hear different synchronicities and stories that happen to you when you use the deck. So please feel free to contact me.
All right. That's great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
We will
Thank
take
you
a
so
break.
Much.
Yes. And when we come back, we will talk about the featured crystal of the month. You are listening to Crystal Quest on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show with Happy Hara and John Dennis Govere here on HealthyLife.net. Positive Talk Radio, and what we're going to discuss is the crystal of the month, and this crystal is connected to the 21st degree of Aquarius, and Aquarius is the water bearer, but it isn't really water that's coming out, that's pouring. It's sort of, it's really the opposite. It's the a state of matter that's the finest. It's the exact opposite of Earth. It's the most refined type of plasma that's coming out. And, of course, Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius. It is all about freedom. It's about what's unexpected. It's science. It's innovation. That's all Aquarius. And it's usually about really unusual things that, you know, pop into your life. And oftentimes they pop in, very suddenly, and even if you were roughly expecting it, it shows up in a way that you do not expect that it would come that way. Yeah, the statement is, gee, I didn't see that coming, is connected with this. So the particular mineral gem that is connected to today's crystal at 21 degrees of Aquarius is bixbite, which is a red beryl. But this one is also connected to, it turns out, at the beginning of the year of the dragon. So this is like it'll be a crystal that is going to be going on and on for the entire year. And so it's important. So I'd like to ask you, Happy, to chat about it a little bit and how can we work with it?
Oh, thanks, John Dennis. And I'm always a little amazed by the synchronicity of these shows, because sometimes themes will come out during the show that then connect with this crystal that we had already pre-planned to talk about, and then it's all flowed together. I find it really interesting that we ended up talking about rose quartz a little earlier and universal love, and how rose quartz and red beryl connect is that they're both colored by the mineral manganese, which actually helps strengthen the heart. So if you can't get any red beryl, you could use rose quartz as a possible alternative. And then the other theme that was coming up, which we were talking about moldavite earlier, about change and, sudden and unexpected things going on in one's life, which is very Aquarius type of energy. This year we have lots of Aquarius energy coming in. So it's like it's kind of uprooting and reshifting all of our lives. And I like the use of rose quartz and something like red beryl to help us like upgrade the frequency of our hearts to help us deal with these changes, because these changes are all about breaking the heart open and really like connecting with love. I mean, that's the whole point to these changes, if we can really root into them. So kind of getting back to red beryl, or it's also called bixbite, this is one of the rarest gemstones on the planet. It is to get a really good one, like a gem grade one, is extremely expensive. It's thousands and thousands of dollars a carat. It's considered 1,000 times more rare than gold. I have seen really good ones. I can't afford them, but when I have looked at them, I am amazed at the energy of red vitality shooting out from them. It, to me, it's more amazing than rubies, even really good rubies that I've seen. And I actually do have some opaque ones, but those aren't quite as energetic as the bright red gemstone quality ones I have seen. So red beryls, what they are, they're like red emeralds. So like emeralds are green beryls colored by chromium. So then the red emeralds or the red beryls are colored by manganese. And so they're just like emeralds, except they're red instead of green. And that in itself is interesting. And why they're not more famous is just because they're so rare. The only ones that have ever been found are actually in Utah. So it's one place on the planet. It's very little has come out, and they're very, very prized collectibles. They're mainly in the hands of mineral collectors. Now, kind of getting back into this whole theme of the year of the dragon, okay, is, I think about the red beryl, and that's like that vibrant red energy. It's literally one of the reddest stones I've ever seen. Because even rubies, to me, kind of have a pinkish red tone to them, but red beryl is like this true red. And even like we were talking about the phoenix coming out of the fire, and then that kind of lends itself to the phoenix stone, which was a red stone. So we're kind of dealing with dragons and phoenix energy. And, it even kind of reminds me of some of the themes we talked about in the Chintamani Crystal Matrix book. And we were even talking about the Chintamani could be this red stone that comes from the flames on the fire of the phoenix. And then dragons hold the Chintamani stone. So a really good deep red beryl will have some essence like that. Like, Like, it's a stone that's been purified in the fires, and it's coming out. It's radiant and energetic and full of life and vitality. So even if you can't run out and go buy a red barrel, you could use ruby as an alternative. I know rose quartz is pink, but at least has the manganese in it. And probably the closest crystal to red barrel energetically is morganite, which is a pink barrel, and it is also colored by manganese. It just doesn't have as much. So morganite, the pink barrel, is usually a very light pink. But at least it's the same crystal. It's kind of like a pink emerald. And morganite has this beautiful frequency of love. If anything, I think if anything could be more energetic than rose quartz at that frequency would be the pink barrel or the morganite. So red barrel, like you were saying earlier, John Dennis, you know, like this crystal could have more of a deeper meaning because it's so close in time period to the year of the dragon that it has really a whole meaning connected to this dragon energy that we are dealing with this year. And the planetary alignment and what's going on with like Pluto and Uranus and other things, the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction this year, I think are really pointing us to some dramatic change this year. But I think the whole message is we have to embrace the change, be willing to change and open our hearts to that. And of course, you know, every month that we do our crystal of the month, you know, we also coincide it with a new moon blog on our website, the ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com, and where we describe the new moon and the crystal of the month in a lot more detail.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And please tune in next month.